Hey everybody, welcome to Matt Men, your source for all things professional wrestling. I'm Andrew Zarian. I'm joined by the king of exotics, Rich Stambolian.
Oh my God, forget it. I wish I had a six shooter and a tiger for a pet.
Carol Baskin, you bitch!
Carol fucking Baskin!
I gotta tell you, I don't like to jump on that hype train with stuff like this.
Oh, man.
I saw a clip of it. I'm like, I don't care about this. And someone that is totally not in the demo of like going on online trends, like an older guy,
right.
He's like, you got to see this thing. It's insane. I've watched it three times. I watched the series.
It's nuts. I watch it sight unseen because the thing's called Tiger King. I'm obsessed with tigers. I really do love, I love tigers very much. And I was like, yeah, I'll watch it. I'm in. At first 10 minutes, I was like, this is amazing. This is perfect. And Vicky turns to me and she's like, don't get any ideas. And I'm like, oh, this is great. My very Greek wife said that to me.
Just want to let you know, I want everyone to be safe. Obviously, we're still in quarantine. Nice comment here in our chat room. It says, I'm working at a hospital right now. Keeping this on as I make my rounds lowers my stress level. I appreciate y'all. And that's
Thank you
what a
very
great compliment.
Much.
Thank you. That really Thank means you. A lot. Listen, we're trying to do as much shows as we can. We're all under the same amount of stress. Obviously, you work in the hospital a little bit more than us, to be honest. But it's a very stressful situation. I just came back from the pharmacy, and I have to tell you, that's way more stressful than what you're dealing with in a hospital.
Don't sell this guy short.
No, I'm joking. No, deeply appreciate it. This is a crazy, crazy time. Obviously, this is our WrestleMania preview show. Yesterday on the show, which it is on the feed as you're watching this now, because this is now, I believe we're releasing this at 8 a.m. on Saturday morning. We did a great interview, or I did the interview. Rich, we had a ton of technical issues. We did a great interview with Stevie Richards and the Blue Meanie also, separately. Coincidentally, they were booked for the same day. It was a lot of fun. Meanie is a great guy. He has a great podcast he's putting out there, The Mind of Meanie. You can check it out. It's everywhere podcasts are available. And, of course, it's available. You can just follow him on Twitter. Stevie's doing a whole bunch of stuff with Vince Russo and Ben Hameen, and he has a Conspiracy Horseman podcast. And the conversation with Stevie went all over the place, which I absolutely love doing it. I'm going to give you guys a little preview of it. First of all, with Stevie and Meanie also, we spoke about Chris Benoit since it's such a hot topic with the documentary that came out, the two-part documentary on Vice, on Dark Side of the Ring, which I thought was done very well. It was interesting to get Stevie's account because he was there when it happened. And the speculation Ooh. Of what was happening and why they reacted in a certain way. And the other thing that was interesting, you know, when I have him on the show, and Rich, you've been on the show, we go all over the place with the conversation. Sometimes it's tech-based, sometimes it's conspiracies. Blue Meanie told me to ask Stevie, he said, if you want him to go dive deep into conspiracy stuff, he goes, ask him about Pittsburgh to Philly, 1996. And I'm like, what are you talking about? He goes, ask him about it. Stevie told me the most insane story about lost time and possible UFO abduction.
On his behalf.
And
okay, that's interesting.
Okay, so I'm going to have that. That's going to be an interview. That is out right now if you're listening to this via podcast. If you're listening to this live, it'll be out within by the evening. So
By the evening
it'll be out. So I just want you guys to hang on to that and definitely check it out. Rich, this is the first time in our entire lives, you know, especially adult lives, that, you know, this is a bizarre moment for WrestleMania, huh?
Oh, crazy. The year there was no WrestleMania.
But there was.
We're calling it? The year that there kind of is a WrestleMania.
Did you see that they're putting out In Your House, WrestleMania In Your House t-shirts right now on the WWE Shop Zone?
That's great. You know what? Yeah. Like they'll recoup somehow in some way. Like, I guarantee you when this is all over, we talked about this last week, their live show attendance is going to go through the friggin' roof. Talking about Stevie and Blue Meanie, how did you not get Nova to be your third interview yesterday?
You know what? I should reach out to Nova because I'm friends with him on Facebook, and he probably would have done it. I didn't even think of it. to be honest. I was like, oh shit. And then you tell me now, obviously, but I thought of it like late last night. Late last night. I was like, why didn't I get Nova on? By the way,
yourself in the head.
I cried. I cried all night. I also want to let you guys know WWE's doing something cool. This is the first time I'm seeing this. I don't know if you've seen this. It's called WWE WrestleMania Theater.
No.
Have you seen this? Where it's shot at, like, in, it's called the Best of WWE, the Best of WrestleMania Theater. It's shot with, like, film cameras and not the sports cameras, so it's a different frame rate. It looks like a film more than anything else.
I just looked this up.
It's really interesting, and it's all different angles.
I'll check that out, man. There's, I feel like I'm not starved for content at this point. I know that AEW, I think, the word is that they filmed for stuff well into May.
Yeah, and the police showed up.
Right. Because they were filming in Georgia, I believe, at QT Marshall's gym. And the cops were like, what's going on here?
I suggest you checking out your Instagram, your Twitter right now, because the amazing Green Lives Matter made a unbelievable Photoshop of us right now.
I'm very excited to see this right now.
So I want to talk about WrestleMania. Obviously, this is a bizarre WrestleMania. It's a two-night WrestleMania. They have it on pay-per-view. They have it on free on the network. They also have it on Fox Sports. It's everywhere you could imagine this thing. I really think they're trying to get as many viewers as possible for a very bizarre show. This is going to be shot very differently than most WrestleManias. You know, we've both said this, when our expectation is at a zero, WWE has this bizarre ability to knock it out of the park and do things that you don't expect.
Right.
We've seen this with like bizarro SmackDown pay-per-views that really weren't, there was no momentum for it, and all of a sudden it has this great, you know, show. So I don't think this is going to be a failure as far as, you know, the wrestling and the presentation goes, or I'm hoping it's not. You know, I don't want to go into it with that mentality. You and I never think that way, but I do want to go down the card. Now, we don't know what matches are what night yet.
Right. I have the card in front of me.
Okay. Let's do that. And let's do that. And let's talk about the matches and spend some time on this, because this is our preview show where we would normally do live. Hours before WrestleMania.
Right, but now we're going to do a Googie Hangout tomorrow.
We're going to do a gang gang, yeah.
A go gang. By the way, that picture, thank you for sending that picture. That is hysterical. I don't know if I'd put it out there, but it's very funny.
you know what we'll do? Let's do this. If you fund us $1, you'll get this photo right now. If you're watching live, give us $1 and you'll get this photo. Here we go. This is our OnlyFans. This will go on our OnlyFans.
All right, you ready for the card?
Let's do it.
It's a big card. If it goes,
do me a favor. Can you get a little closer to your mic?
Like this?
Yeah, I think you're on that mic. Yeah.
Like this?
Yeah. There you go.
Is that better? All
right. Yeah, much better.
Okay. Otis versus Dolph Ziggler.
Okay.
That's one match. Two men will wrestle.
Okay, Otis versus Dolph. Do you think this it would have been any better if it wasn't in a empty building?
I think I was honestly looking forward to this as the blow off to their angle, because you want that WrestleMania moment of Otis and Mandy, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But whatever. Aleister Black versus Bobby Lashley. This is a weird one.
Bizarre.
Right? Elias versus Baron Corbin, the King.
Where Baron Corbin killed him last SmackDown, right? He threw him off the balcony.
That was pretty cool, I gotta say. Like, that, watching that was kind of neat. Kevin Owens versus Seth Rollins. Why am I not excited for this?
I feel like this match could have had so much potential if there was proper buildup, right? If there was proper momentum. I feel like Seth came in very cold for this, and Kevin Owens came in. I think they're both. Kevin Owens as a babyface is terrible. I'm not a fan of it.
Really?
And I think Seth is a great heel, but he got so much. He cooled down tremendously with his babyface run with the whole Becky thing over the summer, where they both went into this a little cold.
I agree with that 100%. I like Kevin Owens as a babyface, but he's,
by the
I
way,
think he's a, yeah.
Bachelor 3000, $1.99. He writes, gimme.
Gimme. Yes.
DM me and you'll get it on Twitter.
Oh, oh man. All right. What else we got? John Cena versus Bray Wyatt in a Firefly fun match.
You know what, dude? This may be great.
It might be, man.
I'm serious. This may be a great match. I'm just thinking like the unique ways they could film this.
Mm-hmm.
Very possible it could be a great match.
If they make it like a Hall of Mirrors situation, I can't stop giggling at that picture, by the way. If they make it like a Hall of Mirrors type situation or something like that, that'd be cool. Or like the adult versions of the characters like are in the funhouse where like it's like the rabbit and whatever, they're all like people in costumes.
Can you imagine? Or what if it's
that.
Like I would love to see a like a House of Mirrors and it's like every version of Cena in the mirror and he has to fight himself.
I'd love that too. That'd be great because you
and
know
then Nikki Bella shows up.
Hi,
he's like, John, guess what? I could see you, but you finally can't touch me. And then it's her pregnant belly.
Oh, my God.
That's what I want to say.
I haven't heard your Nikki Bella impression in a very long time. I'm enjoying that, too.
It's been years.
Randy Orton versus Edge in the last man standing match.
That may be a great match.
I'm going to interrupt for a second.
Yeah.
I think that should be a hot dog eating contest and not a match. I think to preserve these guys, you know, like to preserve Edge just a little longer, I want him to just roll out with a cart of Nathan's and be like, tonight we're gonna do a last hot dog eating match, and then it's just 20 minutes of them with like kooky music in the background just like trying to hammer home like 45 hot dogs like Kobayashi or some shit.
I feel bad for Edge because this was his big return. Right. This was the big moment that we were all waiting for where, you know, this guy was out for so many years and he worked hard and he did all this treatment and now he's back. Mm. And God forbid this is his last match, you know?
Right.
Like, God forbid it was just like a one off and this is it. It's a match in front of nobody. Listen, if there's two people that could pull something amazing off, this is it.
I think they're going to do something cool.
I think so, too. I don't think it's going to be just a regular... I was told... And by the way, WWE's been very hush-hush about this, and they've been very hush-hush. And there are people that I know that know the finishes and know the endings mm-hmm. and everything. And I've spoken to them. And they're not talking about this like it's going to be a failure. Everybody's pretty positive about this. And they're hoping that the outcome, it reflects the same when they put it on TV.
I also wanted, if they go really cinematic with this, like we saw a little bit of what they could do with no crowd in the when Baron Corbin threw Elias off the thing,
yeah,
and they cut to Elias like laying on the ground. What if Edge just like whips out like a pistol and it's just it's him chasing Randy Orton around
like a
loaded
cartoon?
Gun,
like a cartoon, yeah,
loaded gun, or like Edge brand like at the end of the match, like Randy's about to win. And you see like Edge pull out a pistol from his tights, and then you just hear a shot fired, and then it goes to the next match.
Yeah.
The Boneyard match.
You didn't tell me who you think is going to win these matches. Back up and we'll catch up back to this. Tell me.
Do
what
I have
you think
to? All right.
Yeah, I want to know.
Otis.
Okay.
Aleister Black versus Bobby Lashley. I guess Aleister Black. Elias versus Corbin. I'm going to go Corbin.
Okay.
Kevin Owens versus Rollins. I'm going to go Rollins.
Okay.
John Cena versus Bray Wyatt. I'm going to go with Bray Wyatt.
Okay.
Randy Orton versus Edge. I'll say Edge.
You say it. Because you've been a clairvoyant the last mm-hmm. couple of weeks on this show. So I wanted to know how spot on you're going to be.
Okay. Cool.
This is actually bizarrely the first WrestleMania that we've been doing a show where I don't know the finishes to the matches. I have no idea. Yeah, and it's pre-recorded.
Again, I feel like they've probably shot like a few different endings, you know, and if they make this like a dope production, I feel like we're not going to see Braun. We talked about this already. Like, I feel like we're not going to see Braun versus Goldberg. It's going to be somebody else versus Goldberg.
I'm under. Listen, if I'm going to be a conspiracy theorist, I agree with you. I think that that was a swerve put in. We're going to see something totally different. We're not going to see that. It's going to be a very different match. But here's the thing, you know, yesterday Stevie was brought this up on the show. He's like, listen, WWE has the potential of making this into like WWE the movie.
Oh, absolutely.
Highly produced with backstage moments, and it's shot like a movie, and you know, with lighting and promos and interviews and moments. They have, this is the moment to do this. You know, unfortunately, we're in a crisis situation where people aren't thinking things through, and it's more of a chaotic way of doing it. But if they were to do elements of that, I think it's going to be great.
We're going to see it in the next match on the card. Well, who knows what's going to be in what order. Undertaker versus AJ Styles in a boneyard match.
In a boneyard match.
In a bone match.
Okay, in a boning match. What did you think of the promo Undertaker did? I thought the promos, it was great.
It's great. Yeah.
AJ.
It's great. As I said a while ago, I think he should just change his name to Duragula. because of the do-rag. And he was like, the thing that doesn't drive me nuts, I like it, they have such a playground to make this like weird and nuts, is that he's like, and the unholy trinity will be there for Doc Gallows and whatever the other guy's name is, you know. And then what I'm thinking, it's
Kane's gonna be there.
I think it's gonna be Kane and the Big Show. And I think he's definitely coming out as American Badass. Like, why waste?
Oh, wait. He did say the unholy trinity will be waiting, right?
He did.
And nobody commented on that. Did he mean that they're the unholy trinity?
Like, no, Gallows, he said. No. He was like, and for you two, I have a special surprise for you two goons, for your two goons or whatever. And he was like, the unholy trinity will be complete. So I'm assuming he's coming out with Kane and Big Show, or he's doing like a Joe Dirt thing, and he's like, this is American, this is badass, I'm the American Badass, you know?
What if the creepy crawlies come out of the graves?
That would be cool.
Just hands popping up. Who would it be? Okay, so definitely Kane, right? Unholy. And you think it's definitely Big Show?
I want to say yes to Big Show because they have a history together, and also Big Show has like a TV show on the network.
Well, yes, the plan was that Big Show's gonna be there and gonna be promoting that TV show. It makes the most sense, right? Because what was that team called with Undertaker and Big Show? The Unholy Alliance.
Was it?
Yeah. The Unholy Alliance.
I thought it was just called the Big Take.
No, I believe it was called the Unholy Alliance, and they had their theme was a modified version of Sting's WWE theme.
Right. Okay.
Dude, what if it's Naked Midian?
Didn't he die?
Midian? No, I think he's alive.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay, so
rest in peace.
Yeah. Okay, so who do you think? Undertaker takes it?
Undertaker takes it, absolutely. It's going to be an awesome match. We're going to see that Undertaker standing moonsault that we've been waiting for all these years. All right. WWE SmackDown Tag Team Championship Ladder Match. The Miz and John Morrison versus the Usos and the New Day. That's not happening, right?
I'm not sure anymore. No, that is not happening. That is not happening. But I don't know what the replacement is for that match.
All right. So that's kind of on the side. WWE Intercontinental Championship. I'm looking forward to this match. Sami Zayn versus Daniel Bryan.
Dude, that's going to be a great match.
Gonna be an awesome match.
That's a sleeper. I don't think that they've done that match has suffered.
Yeah,
that's a match that's suffered right now because we don't know. I feel like the SmackDown stuff with Daniel Bryan and Drew Gulak has been great.
Yeah,
I don't think they've done it any justice with the presentation of it, and there's nothing they could do, obviously, right? It's just been done bad because of the situation. I think this may be a sleeper. This may be the match of the night.
I'll agree with that. Who do you think takes it?
I think Daniel Bryan takes it.
I say Sami Zayn retains.
Okay.
Yeah. Or Daniel Bryan joins his faction and you have like arguably the four best wrestlers in the company like working together, right?
Yeah.
Women's Tag Team Championship, Asuka and Kairi Sane versus Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross. I think this is going to be a fun match. I think Asuka and Kairi Sane retain it.
Okay, I think Nikki and Alexa take it.
Okay. Raw Tag Team Championship, Street Profits versus Angel Garza and Austin Theory.
Weird match, right?
Weird match. I'll keep it on the Street Profits. They're very entertaining.
Yeah. It seems like I think tonight we'll find out what the blanks are, like for the Miz and stuff and obviously the Goldberg stuff. But I think Austin Theory, I know that Paul Heyman's a really big fan of his. So okay. That probably played a huge part as to why he's the guy, considering he's really does not have any kind of momentum right now, other than people liking him.
I think Paul Heyman likes guys that have names that sound like they belong in ECW.
Yeah. Austin right? Theory sounds like he could have been in there.
Yeah, Austin Theory sounds like an ECW guy. So he's like, oh, I love this guy. NXT Women's Championship, Rhea Ripley versus Charlotte.
Yeah, I think Charlotte's going to beat her.
I don't think so. I think she retains.
Okay.
Five-way elimination match for the WWE SmackDown's Women's Championship, blah, blah, blah. Bayley, Lacey Evans, Sasha Banks, Naomi, and Tamina. I think Naomi takes it.
I think Sasha takes it.
Okay. Raw Women's Championship, Becky Lynch versus Shayna Baszler. I think Shayna takes it.
I don't know. Is this the moment to have her win the title? What hurts who more? Winning the title in front of a nothing building for Shayna or Becky losing the title?
What hurts more? I think Becky losing the title.
Okay.
Brock Lesnar versus Drew McIntyre. That's going to be fun. Go ahead.
No, I agree with you.
I think they're going to destroy the set completely.
The whole building?
I think they're going to bring the building down.
Is that the main event?
That's one of the main events. Because remember, they're splitting it in two nights. So I'm assuming that's going to be night two main event, Brock versus Drew. Night one main event, it's Goldberg versus Turnbuckle Dan at this point.
Dude, Turnbuckle Dan is great. You know, some people are saying, what if they did something like the winner of the John Cena and Bray match gets the shot?
That would be cool. I'd like that.
Right?
Or, yeah, you know, or somebody who hasn't wrestled Goldberg. I do think the Braun Strowman thing is a red herring. You know who I would love to face Goldberg and beat Goldberg?
Who?
Jeff Hardy.
Oh, my God.
Ah! Jeff Hardy, it was this. Blah, blah.
Nah.
Jeff Hardy and as WWE's FU to Matt Hardy. That Jeff beats Goldberg.
I don't know, man. Like, they're in a really weird predicament with this because obviously the story here is that Lesnar's unbeatable, right? So now you have Drew there. Mm. That it could go both ways. He could beat Drew. But the reality, WWE needs that guy. Drew McIntyre is what they want in a world champion. He's good looking. He has the hair. He has the physique. He's great in the ring. He's young. Mm. This guy could really be the guy that you keep the title on for a while.
Mm.
On the SmackDown side, however, with the Goldberg title, you don't have anybody in place to beat him.
Right.
It's just another guy. It's just another title. And if you keep the title on Goldberg, when is he going to drop the title? At SummerSlam, hopefully, if we come back?
Right. Yeah, I think it would. Like, we talked about this last week, but if Drew doesn't beat Brock because of some crazy circumstance, like Brock threw like a camera on him or something like that, or like he dropped half of a building on him, you're going to see that moment at SummerSlam, you know, where Drew finally wins. And he's like, you stole this from me, you took this away from me, and then boom, you know, he picks him up like a barrel.
Yeah. All right, what else do we have?
That's it.
That's it. Okay.
All right, guys. Goodbye. No.
All right. See you later. This is so bizarre. This is so bizarre to go through this with such lack of momentum. And I don't blame WWE. There's no, you know, I was trying to think, what could WWE have done better with this? The reality is, I don't think they should have done WrestleMania.
I just canceled it.
It could be for legal reasons. It could be for insurance. It could have been for a thousand right TV rights deals and all this stuff, whatever. But if you take all that out of the equation, this is not this. You're using this. If this is your WrestleMania, you have to do something very special with it. And right. I think that's Vince McMahon's mentality. Where listen, at the end of the day, this guy will be the one that says, we did this when nobody else put on live programming and put on a show. We were putting on every single week. We put on live first run programming. Obviously, they had to pre-record the last couple of weeks, but it's still live sports. It's still live programming that nobody else has been able to do.
Nobody's
doing empty arena stuff. Nobody's been able to do. Chris P, release the hounds. $5 right there.
Oh, it's great. I've been trying to get my wife to watch that promo.
Which one? The Release the Hounds? We got to talk about that next. But, you know, WWE will, if I don't think they're doing this, and I hope I'm right with this one, right? I hope I'm not wrong. I hope that the show is going to be produced in such a unique way where we're going to look at this and say, wow, that's really different for a wrestling show. If they
like,
go
wow,
out
they
there,
did it.
Like what?
Like, wow, they did it.
Yeah. Wow, they did, you know, they're going to do the Boneyard match, and obviously I could see that already in my head. I could see the Funhouse match. If that trend continues throughout the show and they shoot this differently and they have different ideas, I think they could pull this off, and it could be talked about as this was one of them. Instead of being one of the worst WrestleManias, it'll be discussed as one of the most unique and different WrestleManias. I don't know. I don't know if my thought process is affected by the way that WWE runs stuff, and I feel like maybe they won't do it. I don't know. Do you think they're going to put on a show like a regular wrestling show, or do you think it's going to be a very highly produced, very different thing? By the way, Dominic Butler, $199. Dominic, if you want the photo. If you want that super photo that Green Lives Matter made, DM me on Twitter and I'll send it to you.
Thanks for the lira, buddy.
We got a lira? We got a Turkish lira or an Italian lira?
We got an Italian lira.
Oh, nice.
It's so good. So I don't know, man. I honestly think I don't want to get any expectations. I have zero expectations because you know what? You know what this is going to end up being? It's going to be two nights of Gronk dancing back to back.
Oh, dude. Okay.
You forgot about Gronk.
I forgot about Gronk. How much was he playing pro wrestler?
Oh, forget it. Like, it's going to be a lot of Gronk for the next two nights. I don't know if you realize that.
Oh, man. He's overwhelming that dude. He's too much.
he's the exact kind of Frankenstein that Vince loves. Like, tall, goofy. He could be serious, young guy, muscular. He could have a lot of fun, and I bet you, like, Vince is gonna mold him into some kind of whack job personality, and probably put a belt on him at some point.
Gronk winning a title is a big story, right? That's a big ESPN story. By the way, WrestleMania 32 that they aired on ESPN last week, it got over 750,000 views. I think it was like 780. It was the highest rated show on ESPN all week. Bizarre. Yeah. Really weird. Yeah. Really weird. I totally forgot about Gronk.
Yeah, because, you know, he's there. He's the monster lurking in the darkness as far as this WrestleMania goes.
Domestic Butler, not Dominic Butler. Domestic Butler. My apologies.
Domestic Butler, how long have you been watching that you know that Andrew can't read?
I can't read. And Rich doesn't know currencies.
Perfect. I don't know any currencies.
I can't read at all.
American dollars.
American lira.
American lyrics.
All right. So I mean, this is going to be it. This is the show. We're gonna figure out what happens in a whole different version of this universe, in a parallel universe. WrestleMania is going on. Everybody, all of us are hyped up for WrestleMania. In this one, apparently, in this version of the multiverse, we're doing it in a bizarro warehouse.
Oh my god!
So talking about warehouses, AEW this week came out of. Whose gym is it? I forgot whose gym it was in Atlanta.
QT Marshall.
Yeah, QT Marshall's gym. And they actually had the police show up and try to shut him down, and they had all the proper paperwork to put on the show. They filmed, I think, 2-3 weeks worth of TV out of there.
Even until May, apparently.
Are they? Is that what it is?
That's this. Apparently, the report is that they are good until mid-May.
Yeah, that's smart. So what happens if they lift it by mid-May? Do they just keep running what they have, or do they... Did they put on the show? I guess so, right? I guess so. I don't know when this recovers, you know, where we start talking about wrestling in a normal way. Do you have, if you were to guess, what do you think?
What, can you repeat that?
If you were to guess when we, you know, we go back to regular audiences and regular wrestling, what do you,
First week of May. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got distracted by Bob's comment.
I didn't see it. I'm not looking at the chat.
Andrew from Albany was depressing. Now watching Andrew from Bayside.
Andrew from Albany's very depressing. Illness among NYPD and FDNY is a problem across the board, he's saying right now.
How much would you like to see Austin versus Goldberg?
Do you think that match is ever going to be a possibility in for any amount of money?
It would be cool if they did a nutty thing where Goldberg beats somebody in like 2 minutes, and then he's like, if anybody in the back wants to go, let's go.
And then glass shatters.
You hear the glass shattering, the building explodes, Austin shows up. Austin in no arena would be pretty fantastic if he wins it. Imagine if he just wins that belt and goes home.
Oh my god. Dude, you know what? What a great way to do it, right? Can you imagine that? Mm-hmm. All he does, he comes in, he stuns Goldberg, and he goes and pins him, and he becomes the Universal Champion. And everybody's left with the what the fuck?
That would be amazing.
How night one ends?
That would be my favorite. So you think Goldberg's headlining night one, right?
What if it's Hogan?
Well, listen, you know what Hogan's job is? It's going to be his job to blow up Gronk. He's going to be like, oh, let me tell you something, Gronker. I was just in the back and I couldn't help but overhear you. And he comes out and he's like, have a good WrestleMania, brother. The show is yours. And then they pose. And then that's it. Hogan goes back to like his, goes back to the beach, goes back to the water.
I imagine that he goes back to the beach, but the sand opens up and he just gets taken in with the sand.
Yeah, he's definitely an ancient monster.
Yeah. By the way, New Japan has canceled their April 12th to 18th live events.
All right, that's fair enough. You know, the other real quick Hogan tidbit. I don't want to dwell on the Hogan stuff because Lord knows we can do this for hours. I stumbled on Hogan and Sarge, like current Hogan and current Sarge, doing commentary on their match at WrestleMania when Sarge was with General Adnan.
Yeah. And it's, he was with Agnon.
Yeah. And they're both in character very loosely doing commentary.
Okay.
And it's so bizarre. It's like Hogan's like, see, that's what you get, brother, for betraying America and the flag. And Sarge was like, yeah, I was in a different headspace at that time. General Adnan was pretty convincing. I was like, yo, this is so freaking weird. You give it a watch.
Why don't they just air that constantly? I just want to see watch-alongs with like Hogan, and I want to see bizarro watch-alongs.
This was when I couldn't help overhear something in the back, brother.
So here's the thing. I have no other news regarding this.
Yeah.
Regarding WrestleMania, normally, you know, this show is just packed with a lot of speculation, stimulation, and news. I don't have much, and it's fascinating. And I don't, I've heard nothing from the WWE guys. Nothing. And that is rare. So I think it's honestly, I think it's because most of the people were not there. And whoever was there for these filmings are keeping, you know, they don't want to be the leak.
Sworn to secrecy.
Yeah, they're all sworn to secrecy. And imagine, you know, if they have like 20 people there and they have the talent, obviously, that's on the card. Mm-hmm. Nobody's going to leak this because they don't want to be accused of being the leak.
They're right. And plus, that's, you know, you lose your job and people need their jobs now more than ever.
Yeah.
So it's a tenuous situation with WWE. But we'll see. I mean, we're going to do that Googie hangout tomorrow.
And, the Googie house.
Talk to everybody. Let's talk about AEW, man. How great was that Matt Hardy Vanguard 1 Jericho promo?
I thought it was cool. I thought it was really cool. I like the release the hounds. I like the corniness of it. Can we talk about Lance Archer murdering people?
Oh my God. Lance Archer completely killed that poor kid. That poor child.
That poor child. I mean, really, he was so, I mean, aggressive unnecessarily with him.
I thought it was great. I liked how he threw the poor kid into like Billy Gunn and Orange Cassidy to end the match.
I thought it was interesting. That guy's going to be a big monster for them for sure. He's really Absolutely. Impressive. It's really weird that this is we're in the timeline that we're in with this. I thought it was fine. What do you make of the TNT title?
I like it, man. I think he's going to be the first TNT champ.
You think it's going to be him?
I think it's going to be Lance Archer, yeah.
Huh. Interesting.
Big dude, it sets up your secondary title, and it sets up feuds for... I think the main event, is going to be him versus Cody, and then Archer takes it, and then that sets up feuds with Luchasaurus, Billy Gunn, Wardlow, like the other, you'll have like, that could be like your big guy title.
What was the bracket? Let me see what the bracket is. AEW reveals the bracket. Let's see. So we're going to get, sorry guys, let me load this. We're going to get Sean Spears and Cody, Sammy Guevara and Darby Allin, mm-hmm. Kip Sabian and Dustin Rhodes, and Lance Archer and Colt Cabana. Obviously Lance is going to go to the semifinals. I would say it's going to be Lance and Dustin, where Lance destroys Dustin. And you're going to get Sammy Guevara and Cody. Yeah, you're right. Cody and Lance Archer. Absolutely.
Yeah, Cody, Lance Archer. Lance Archer wins. Gets that TNT title.
I wonder what it's going to look like.
It's going to look like the butterfly belt.
Can you imagine just Ted Turner's face?
That'd be great.
Him and Jane Fonda?
I think Wednesday's episode of Dynamite was a lot of fun. It was very entertaining. Cody on commentary works, man. That guy's great.
Guys, submit your questions, by the way, while we're doing this. Submit your questions before the show. Obviously, quick show today. Quick rundown of the pay-per-view. Tomorrow, we're going to be back with a live watch-along to some capacity. I don't know if we're going to be doing a Googie Hangout or a Zoom or a Skype session. Maybe a chatterbait.com session. I don't know. We're going to do something.
Chat roulette.
OnlyFans, no, Live Jasmine. We're going to be on all those platforms.
No Zoom, because Zoom is apparently stealing everybody's information.
Zoom is stealing everybody's. Yeah.
So they AEW produced a really awesome show on Wednesday. And I got a little theory for you. I want to know if you agree with me or not. I think this is all a huge setup to turn Cody heel.
Sorry, I was hearing something here. You think Cody's going to go heel?
I think a lot of the stuff that they're doing on TV is going to eventually lead to him becoming the biggest heel in the company.
Can you hang on 1 second?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Is it my turn to go? Can I just go? I'm going to go wild right now. Do I think there'll be any surprises this weekend with WrestleMania having been trapped in an empty house? Yeah, I think some cool stuff is going to happen. Who knows, though? I think the Goldberg thing is going to be probably the biggest surprise as to who faces him. And again, I'm hoping it's really not Braun Strowman, as like the reports would have us believe. Nothing against Braun, but I feel like that's just, you know, it's not in the cards. The guys staying home so far, I think, are Roman and Miz. I'm not sure who else is on that list, but apparently Kairi Sane is in Japan and she was just being flown in for tapings. And everybody's trying to be safe with that. But I don't know. You can't do a Rumble because of the situation. And since everything's pre-taped, you're not going to know what order they're going to do stuff in. I guess ideally you would end. Hi, are you back?
I'm back.
All right.
Yeah, sorry about that.
What happened?
The kids are running around like lunatics.
Okay.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have given them that cocaine.
No, I should not have. That worst idea ever. let's do questions before we wrap it up.
You don't think Cody's gonna? This is all leading Cody to turn heel.
I don't know. I was thinking about that. I don't know if they need to turn him heel. I think they're heel heavy right now.
Okay. All right. You want to do questions?
Yeah, let's do it.
What are they going to do with the Hall of Fame from Solus?
What are they doing with the Hall of Fame? When are they doing the Hall of Fame?
Hall of Fame, not Hall of Fame.
The Hall of Fame is done when?
I think they're going to air it at some point separately, right?
I think it's going to be sometime in the summer, right? Maybe before SummerSlam.
Who knows? You ready for the next question?
Yeah. Give me it.
What do you think will happen with Ciampa and Gargano after their blow-off match?
They're not going to do like a loser-leaves-town match. I have no idea. I don't know who would benefit where. I don't think either one of them should leave, but that program has been used up for almost 2 years now. So you got to go somewhere else with them. I don't think, you know, did you kind of understand when they did that sit down, right? They did that sit down with Triple H and then they were doing those vignettes about them. When you watched it, you kind of got a vibe that nobody's the heel and nobody's the face in this.
Right.
And that Ciampa's really, like, there was no defending what he did, but Gargano came off as like a dick that it was about him, you know, and not Ciampa.
Right, right.
So I found that interesting. I don't know where they go with that feud. I think it needs to end for a while, but they really haven't done a great job at building other programs. And obviously this plays a big factor and this kind of messes up everything, but where do you, I would not like to see anybody move up. And now if that was the plan, that's out the window.
The only reason they resurrected that feud was because they moved to USA.
That is exactly what, that's the only reason. And now that they're, you know, there's not much going on.
I got a good one. Good question from Domestic Butler.
Yeah.
Do you think the King of the Ring should move to NXT with the final match being at WrestleMania and the winner having a guaranteed contract on Raw or SmackDown? That's a great idea.
That's a cool idea.
You know what happens with great ideas? WWE doesn't do them.
That is a great idea. I like that a lot. I like that.
That's a really good idea. I really do enjoy that. Jonathan Flores in our chat room asks, who's going to win in the Bobby Lashley Aleister Black match and why is it on the card?
I think they just needed to fill another night.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think Aleister Black should win it.
Yeah, absolutely.
He could use the win. I know that the plan is to build him up this year, so I expect that to be the end of that match.
What if Demon Finn shows up to fight Goldberg?
Oh, I love that.
Wouldn't that be great?
Okay. That'd be cool. What was that?
Let's see. What?
The bell.
Oh, my wife's making me a frappe.
Frappe. Your very ethnically Greek wife?
My very Greek wife.
Where does she work?
A frappe right now.
Do you remember where she works?
She works at the pharmacy Custos Vustos and Topolos.
Yeah, there you go. And they make frappes and they give it to people there?
They make frappes and fulfill ketamine prescriptions. Hang on. I'm looking for a question here.
Yeah.
Oh, do you think Kenny or Adam Page are the ones who concussed Nick Jackson?
That can what, Nick Jackson?
Concussed.
Oh, that concussed Nick Jackson. I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, it's possible. No, because it was what's his name? It was them, right?
It was the Inner Circle.
Yeah. That would be interesting if it wasn't.
Let's see. I'm trying to look for these questions, so keep them coming. With everything soulless ass, with everything going on, and knowing we might be stuck inside for possibly up to 6 months, that's a lot. Do you think WWE should say screw it and let the big WWE title changes happen on Saturday and Sunday? Whatever. I mean, it's a moot point if they change or not. I mean, like, your reaction, I think, is going to be, oh, wow, that's cool. Drew's the new champ. Or yeah. If Brock beats him, it's going to be, you know, because it takes away the wow factor a little bit when there's no crowd. And, you know, usually we have, like, WrestleMania parties and, you know, we have people over and we're eating a lot of pizza and having fun. This year, it's going to be me and my couch trying to convince my very Greek wife to watch wrestling with me.
Yeah, I mean,
but usually on Sundays she has a gyro delivery business that, you know,
she does the deliveries herself.
Yeah, she does all the gyro deliveries herself.
Yeah. All right. Is that it for the questions?
No, there's a couple more.
Okay, keep going.
Let's see. Let's see. We have that question. CM Punk at WrestleMania? Yes or no? That's a no. That's a big no.
I think that's a big no. Yeah.
No, that dude is the ultimate shut-in at this point.
Yeah, that's a big no.
And that's it, I think, for the questions. I think I got through a lot. Do you see Charlotte beating Rhea at Mania? If not, where does she go from there?
I kind of do, but I think if she was losing, it would build up to a bigger story. And right now, they can't build anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah,
so
I
don't know. I don't know what the end result with that is. We'll find out. I mean, we're going to find out in 24 hours. Well, yeah, probably 24 mm-hmm. hours or a full day, whenever this is released. So it's very interesting.
Bachelor 3000 asked, you both are dressed like talent show rappers right now.
Awesome.
What would your stage name be? You go first.
My stage name?
Mm-hmm.
It would be A Dance-A-Lot.
That's terrible. I've never seen.
I'm a terrible rapper and a terrible dancer.
Interesting. Hey, so your name would just be The Weeknd. My name would be The Refund.
The Refund.
The Refund. With no you. It would just be the
missing to you. Refund.
The Refund. Alcohol will be needed for this weekend. What will be your guys' drink?
I've been drinking a lot of tequila. I have like two cases of Casamigos right now.
Really?
In my house, yeah.
I've never seen you drink tequila.
I'm kind of into it now. I do a lot of tequila sodas with lime.
Are you doing the salt on the hand and the?
No. Just tequila sodas. No. Adam says Anunnakids would be our team.
Oh, so good.
Yeah, I like that. That's a good name, the Anunnakids.
I love it. I love it.
I've been drinking a lot of tequila and wine. I had the liquor store guy bring over a delivery yesterday.
Nice.
I placed an order with him.
Really?
Yeah.
He's delivering booze?
To special shoppers, he said.
Oh, you mean like drug dealers?
But I spent like $500 on booze, so.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, you got your very Greek frappe?
That is delicious.
Oh, man. Light and sweet?
Ooh, that is good.
Nice.
You got oat milk in it?
Nice. All right, guys, let's wrap it up. Here's the deal. Tomorrow we'll be back. I'm trying to figure out how we're going to do this, but we will be doing a watch-along for WrestleMania. So if you want to join us tomorrow, join us for the watch-along for WrestleMania.
Yeah, baby.
We'll probably begin right when WrestleMania is beginning. I'll have everything posted on social media. Maybe we'll start a little couple minutes before just to get everything going. But we'll be here. We'll be having drinks. We'll be hanging out. Let's make this fun. Let's make it as much fun as we could possibly make it. It's going to be a very unique show and hopefully it'll be a good one.
Yeah.
Check out our interviews with Stevie Richards and the Blue Meanie coming up on the feed. Also subscribe to us where everywhere podcasts are available. Obviously you can subscribe to us here on YouTube, of course, on iTunes, everywhere podcasts are available. Go check it out over there. And follow me on Twitter at Andrew Zarian, at BTC Rich for Rich, at Matt Men Podcast. We're everywhere. Hit the subscribe button, hit the like button, and we'll see you all next time. Take care.
See you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.